Okay, so my apologies for the hiatus. We're back on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. In Koreinas HaMegillah, V'lo Malin, V'lo Tovlin, V'lo Mazin, V'chein Shemeres Yom K'neged Yom, V'lo Sitbol Ad Shetenei Tzachama, V'chulen She'asu Mish'ala Amud HaShachar Kasher. Okay, so all these mitzvos have to take place during the daytime. Obviously, we're talking about Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, and Bris Milah, and Tevilah, and Hazah, because Tevilah and Hazah go together in the case of Tamei Meis. Vayom hashlishi, vayom hashvi, v'hizah ha-tahor al-tameh, vayom, during the daytime, shomeres yom k'neged yom, that's the case of the anadah raisa level, there are 11 days of zava and 7 days of nida. So during the achadis rei yimei ziva, if a woman would have one re'ia or two re'ios, as long as she wasn't a zava gedola, having three re'ios on consecutive days, so she would have to observe one day of tahara, of cleanliness, during that time span. So for all of these cases, you should wait until hanetzachama, even though b'di'evit it's kasher from alos hashachar. Let's take a look at Rashi formulates a very interesting. Hanetzachama. So Rashi says, Shiyatza misafek laila. Right, so this is the famous perspective that the Rav brought to bear on the entire question of Ben Hashmashos and between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama. He would call it intrinsic Safik. It's not Safik Yom, Safik Laila, like, you know, somebody out there knows and we just aren't sure ourselves, but that it has properties of both. So that's the way this initial Rashi tends to sound. But if you look at the next Rashi, you get a little bit of a different impression as to what's going on. Because there, Rashi says, "V'chulan shasu melos hashachar yimamahu." That mean, you know, lehalacha meikar hadin alos hashachar is the beginning of daytime. Full of vishein akol bekiin v'otzrichem lahamtin at hanetzachama. So you get the impression from Rashi is that what he meant by in the first Rashi ad hanetzachama of sheyatzam misafik laila isn't the intrinsic safik like the Rav had it, but more like, you know, the appearance. It's just not clear to everybody that it's daytime yet. But really, Me'ekar Hadin, Alos HaShachar, is the beginning of daytime, which raises another interesting question. Like, why should we care what people think? Why shouldn't we just say, you know, Al Pi Halacha, this is the beginning of daytime? Okay, so the Gemara says, Mina, Landam Erkra, V'hayamim Ha'ilen Iskar V'nasim, Bayom In Balayla Lo. So, Lamet Havdi Tiyuvtud Rabbi Shub and Levi, Rabbi Shub and Levi, Chayvadim Likro says, Megillah Balayla Vishnosa Bayom. Fascinating. Havamina, that maybe the Megillah is only read during the daytime. Kiktani Adiyom. So, we're obviously talking about the Kriyasa Megillah that goes on during the daytime. Below Malin, Dechsiv, a simple Gzeres Akasiv and Parshas. Tazria uvayom hashemini yimol besor laso velo tovlin velo mazin dechsev vihizoha tahor al tamei vayom hashishu vayom hashvii viskish tevila lahazoya. Just like the hazoya has to be done on days 3 and 7, so too the tevila has to be done during the daytime. Now what's interesting is Rashi in the Mishnah points out this is only true initially. Right? Rashi velo tovlin mishagia shvi lezav l'tamei mei sein omrim. It has to be during the 7th day. Okay, so in any event, that once the 7th day has passed, you could theoretically do tevila. Say a person didn't get to go to the mikvah when he was tamei the meis after the hazah of the 7th day. Let's say he has to wait till the night of day 8, so then he could go on the night of day 8. Okay. Right? So that's also a case of tvilos. There's a hekesh between zav and bal keri.
So
basically, the Havamina of the Gemara is with the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So once she had a Re'iyas Zava on one day, so then she has to wait an entire day to make sure that she's Torah. But why can't she wait part of that day? Obviously, she cannot be considered Tahora until she's the full day has elapsed, but she should at least go to the mikvah and be like what we call Tavul Yom. Was wait out the entire day, right? So if she waits an hour into the night, that's already halachically considered the next day. Kamash Malan came into Baya Sfira, since the world of Ziva is established based on Visafra La. If she's a Zava Gedola, she has to count 7 clean days. Sfira biyamamahi. Very fascinating thing is that since the Zava Gedola will be required to do Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim, right? So that impacts all the way back down to shameres yom keneged yom. So Rashi says, Kamash Malan, Kevan Dahayachad, Leachad Mishum Svirahi, Midugmas Sviras Shiva, Kol Svira de Imam, Dechsiva Safra La, Shivas Yamim. So again, you might say, yeah, that's only true for a Zava Gedolah who has to count Shiva Nikiyim, but that's not going to be true in our case. So Kamash Malan, that it is the case for shameres yom keneged yom. Bechulan Shasu Mishalah Murashachar, Kashimanani Milam, Rava Demakra, Pasuk says, "Vayikra lokim laor yom lemeir uva kirao yom." Even when it's not yet fully light, when it's just becoming light. So elameyata v'lachoshech kar laila lemachshech uvar kar laila kam laila datesa kochavim lav lailahu. That would mean that laila really begins at shkia, and we know that's a massive machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim and the Magen Avram. Exactly, how do we measure the day? Is it really from Neitz to shkia, or is it from Alos to Tesa Kochavim? Elam or Abzera Mehacha, the Pasuk in the Chemia, it's really a Pasuk in Nach. So it's harder to imagine that it's a Dinda Rice in the same way. Ve'nachnu osim malacha ve'chatzim achzikim b'remachim. Right, it's very hard to build a Beis HaMikdash. People were trying to get in the way. Me'alos ha'shachar Tesa Kochavim. Ve'omer, the second Pasuk says, Vayalanu halayla l'mishmar. They said we were doing malacha all day long. And how do they define the day in this pasuk? Alos hashachar ad tesa kochavim. That means that laila begins at tesa kochavim and yom begins at alos hashachar. Okay. So two Tosfos on this topic, which are very important. He says, if it's very clear from this Gemara that Laila starts at Tesa Kochavim, so how do we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, famous Machlokas, the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, the Gemara Pesachim, about what the definition of Benash Mashos is. So Leim Rabbi Tesa Kochavim, everybody should agree, the night begins. So Tosfos says, an Achanami, but the question is, what exactly is Tesa Kochavim? Yesh Lomer, Dafashir Tesa Kochavim, Yesh Chilek Shesh Kochavim, Nirin Beyom. Next Tosfos actually refers back to our Yeshiva Masechta this year, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the very beginning. He says, "Kasha damina bebrachos gabi tezo kachavim laila huval b'shin raila davar zecher ledavhar." Right, takes this pasuk and makes it sound like it's just an asmachta b'yama. Dechsev ayalanu halayla mishmar v'aymelo haviraya gemura k'nemavkin and hachamikra. Here we seem very, very certain about it. Why over there is it best at best presented as an asmachta? V'yishlomer dehasam bay lasuke dezman shchiva de gabi kriyat shma. Heavy tesa kochav. Mishum hachi kamino hasam dein zerai gemur dehi davi laila ba'os hasham mikol makom levi's man shchiva lecholadam. Says this is one of the main topics in all of the sugyas of Kriyat Shema. How much are we talking about yom and laila, and how much are we talking about zman shchiva and zman kima? He says there the context is establishing zman shchiva. So again, the fact that the Gemara can prove that it's laila is less significant than saying is this the definition of Bishach b'cha. Okay, so kol ayom kasher the kriyas ha-megillah, kriyas ha-halot, kiyas shofar, from the tina tzolot, tulat ha-musaf, from the musaf, midoy ha-parim, midoy ma'iser, midoy yom ha-kipurim, smicha, shchita, tenufa, hagasha, kemitza, haktarim, alika, kabbalah, hazaya, haskaya, sota, refas, ha-egla, taras, ha-metzura, kol laila kasher the ktsiras ha-omer, hekter, chalav, ve-evarim. That takes us back to the first mission in Brachos. Zakal davrish mitzvah so bayom kasher kol ayom davrish mitzvah so balayla kasher kol alayla. Gemara says minalan damer krav v'hayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim. So that's of course for kriyas ha-megillah. So yomim for zechira for kriyas ha-megillah. Kriyas ha-halad l'chsev mizrach shemesh ad mivolol. Rabbi Yossi omer zeh hayom asa Hashem. Natilas lulav d'chsev l'kachtam lechem bayom harishon. Ki ha-shofer d'chsev yom t'ra yelachem. That's what the Mishnah says in Rashi Hashanah. If you hear teshet kios, teshet shaos, yatsa. Musavin d'chsev davar yom b'yom. Both filas and musavin can musavin m'shavi rabbanon. That was certainly connected to midim kiknum, to connected musavim tiknum. Levidoi parim d'chsev kapara kapara miyom ha-kipurim. D'tani gam miyom ha-kipurim b'chiper ba'ado v'ad b'so. Bekaparas dvarim akasim, and the Gemara in Yom proves that they haven't even shechted the par yet. So we're talking about the vidoy that the Kohen Gadol would do. Bekapar b'yamamu dechsev b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. The vidoy ma'aser dechsev amarti v'nei Hashem elokecha b'yarti kodesh min abayis. V'samech lei hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavcha la'asos esachukim ha'ile v'esamishpatim v'shamarti v'asisa usam b'chol levavcha v'chol nevshecha. Again, Hayom Hazeh, L'smichol Shchita, Dechsev, V'samach, V'shachat, right? That's what we have, the Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Beis, Techef, L'smicha, Shchita, Chsiv, Ba, B'shchita, B'yom, Zivchachem, Ye'achel, Mimacharas, L'tnufa, Dechsev, B'yom, Hanivchem, Es'omer, L'agasha, when we talk about the Menachos, Iskish, L'tnufa, Dechsev, L'kachol, Yenim, Yadu, Yishoy, Es, Minchas, Aknos, V'heinif, V'hikriv, Minchas, Aknos, V'heinif, V'hikriv, ולמליקה לקמיצה להקטר על הזיה דחסיב ביום צבוסו אז בני ישראל. השקי יסות תעשי תורו תורו צבחה Vasala Kohenes Kol HaTorah Hazos K'siv Hasam Al Pi HaTorah Yisher Yerucha V'al Mishpat Ma Mishpat Bayom Af Kan Bayom. Okay. La Reifa Sa'egla Imid Ve'Rabiyane Kaparek Siv Baki Kachim. That even the Reifa Sa'egla Egla Arufa is out to the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Seir LaZazel, just like the Paraduma, the Ramban's famous triad of things that are korbanos that take place outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ramban thinks. Those chukas HaTorah, that's the big secret of the Paraduma, why it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. But nonetheless, kapara ksiv ba kikachim, as the pasuk says, kapar le'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. Taras ha-mitzorah dechsir zos tia taras ha-mitzorah biyom tahoraso. Biyom, again, establishes that it has to be during the daytime. Kol alayla kashalik tiras ha-omer da-omer mark tiras fira ba-layla. It's a long arichos and menachos, and the sifra has it. So we have to do the ktsira and sfira at night. You have the famous tosfos here with the machlokas between the Balei Tosfos and the Bahag, the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. What happens if you don't count at night? So the Balei Achos Gedolos says you count during the day, and by counting during the day, you stay in the count. According to the Shita of the Bahag, if Tamimos means if you miss a 24-hour period, you can no longer count with a bracha. When you count during the daytime, you would do so without a bracha. According to Balei Tosfos, once you didn't count at night, so really you missed out on that night, you missed out on that unit of the Omer, but you can count the next night with a bracha. So everybody, you know, we're choshish for the Shita of the Bahag, so we tell people if they miss a 24-hour period of the Omer, so even though it's sort of a minority view, but safek brachos lahakel, so we tell people to count without a bracha going forward. But of course, the Shita of the Balei Tosfos, you hear it, see it here expressed. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Shach, Chlorach Balei, Lo Yivarech Bayom, Kidamash, Mahay Stav, the Mishnah, the Hidika Stav of Menachos, the Tani Nixer, Bayom Kasher, the Ever Mikol Makom, Stav of the Hachadifa, the Tani Lagabi Hilchsa, Psikta, the Dina, the Odnira, the Filaman, the Machsher, Ksira, Somer Bayom, even if you think the Ksira is really okay during the daytime. Dievin modu gabe sfira de nevarech bayom neshim tishino lavakasu v'akev dechsev tmimos. Okay, so everybody always asks the question, if I miss the day of the Omer, can I count the Omer? You have to count the Omer. Even the Bahag would tell you, count the Omer, right? Mm-hmm. The question really is, are you allowed to make a bracha? So it's somewhat surprising that we don't make the bracha, considering it's really a minority view amongst the Rishonim, that if you miss a 24-hour period, you can't keep on counting with the brachos. The question is, you know, what's the lumdus of the Balei Tosfos? Clearly the Bahag was saying, Tmimos means an uninterrupted count. So the Balei Tosfos think that there were 49 different kiyumim, or was it one different kiyum, but 49 different maisa mitzvah? So there's a lot of Torah of the Rav on that subject, but be that as it may, this is the location, Marimako Mani Lacha, this is the location of that famous Tosfos. Okay, it comes up in other places as well, but you have it here. Okay, back in the Gemara, Ulehektor Chalabim Ve'evarim, Dechsev Kol Alayla Aboker, right? That's the first Mishnah in Shas, Kol Mashem Ruch Chachamim Ad Chatzos, really Mitzvah Shanat Shiyala Mura Shachar, Ulehachik Es Adam In Avera, so Hektor Chalabim Ve'evarim, is really kasher kol halayla. Is that called davar shemitzvasa by yom kasher kol yom? Is that called yisui emai? What does that include? The yisui sidr bazichin v'siluk bazichin. When it comes to the lechem haponim, right? So Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi, Yomer siluk es hayishana shachris. Let's say you do that Shabbos morning. V'sidr sachadasha arvis ein bekach klum. That's still considered tamid, even though it was separated by hours apart. Because again, he says v'agisa b'chobayom v'alayla. Like this gemara menachos tav tzadi test. That means could be one in the morning and one all the way in the evening. So ma'ani makayim lifnei Hashem tamid shelo yeshulchan below lechem. So you see here in the Mesoras Hashas, it says shelo yalin hashulchan below lechem. It shouldn't go an entire night without bread put on it, but if you put the new bread on that night, that would be fine. Okay, davar shemitzvasa b'alayla kasher kol yom kol halayla liyisui emai liyisui achilas psachem b'lokir ala b'zer ben azari. We pass in against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya, right, this is Machlokas in the Gemara Brachos Daf Tes, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Halacha Rabbi Kiva, Mechaveru, Detanya, Ve'achlos, Abasar, Balayla Zeh. Remember, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Nemer, Kamalayla Zeh, Menar, Halan, Ve'abar, Tiberes, Tiberes, Balayla Zeh, Mala, Halan, Ad Chatzos, Afkan, Ad Chatzos, that you only have until Chatzos when it comes to the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says that's the Raisa. You really have until Alos HaShachar, Midir Abanan, we tell people not to eat past Chatzos because it's a Dabar Habali Ne Dosar. So be that as it may, Tosfos says that we actually paskin in his judgment. So Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, like this Gemara sounds. But the first line in Tosfos here, he says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mikol makom dira de halachah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Deikas tamei v'arvei psachim dekai kavase. And a Pesach achar chatzos metamei esay yadayim because it's already nosar. Chayin mishna beizu mikolman. We say it every single morning. Right, a Pesach inochal alat tali v'inochal leminuya v'inochal abalayla v'inochal alat chatzos. Why wasn't it on the list? Clearly, it really isn't a mitzvah ad she'ala d'amud ha'shachar. Maybe it's only until chatzos. Umoki l'akar lezer ben azariah d'amri ad chatzos. Im kein terech lamar lechol matzah b'lei l'psachim kodim chatzos. V'yafilu matzah shalafi kovmin sherechiv matzah bisman hazeh v'idah raisa. It's a very important Tosus. Tosus is saying, well, the matzah, of course, has to be, even the matzah shalafi kovmin, before chatzos, because matzah continues to be d'araisa. True maror is only d'rabbanan, because the pasuk says, al matzah simirom yochlu, that maror can only be d'araisa when it's part of the carbon pesach. We have be'er of tochlu matzos. So again, matzah should be based on the carbon pesach, because matzah is tied into the carbon pesach, al matzah simirom yochlu, even if you have a separate chiyuv of matzah, be'er of tochlu matzos. So Tosus thinks that all the matzahs should be eaten by chatzos. Dugma of the carbon pesach had to be eaten by chatzos. But halal, you don't have to worry about too much because that's only dinner abundance. So the Ran says it's quoted by the Raman Shulchan Aruch, right? That halal, no, and that halal should also be recited by chatzos. And there's a logic to it because the whole idea of vigat levincha b'sha sheish matzo maru munachim lefanecha has to be the Shah, which is Ru'uya for Matzah, Shah, which is Ru'uya for the Karban Pesach, and Halal is an intrinsic part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the Rav's addition to what Reb Chaim said, the three differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim said, you know, again, the Maschol Bignosum Sayim B'Shevach, it's a narrative arc. And again, you have the B'Shashe Matzah Maru Menachem Lefanecha. And then it's Derech She'elo Tshuva, the Socratic method of, Lefidas Social Ben of Ibn Lamda, where Zechira is just stating it. And the fourth thing that the Rav added is that it has to, you know, go into Halal. That's why we break up the Halal. And there's Halal already in Magid, Lefichach, Anachnu, Chayavim, Lehodos, Lehalal, Shaveach, Lefar. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up here, and we should be able to, you know, be smooth sailing from here on in.